105.9 Academy FM.
BizConnect.
Promoting and connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Tweet us at Kent_biz.
Good afternoon and welcome to another episode, in fact, our Christmas episode of the BizConnect radio show today, this Monday, the 5th of December. I'm delighted to say that I'm joined in the studio today by my longtime co-host, Charlie Graham O'Gillam. Charlie, lovely to see you.
And you, it's delightful to be back again in this festive studio we've got today.
We're feeling festive, aren't we?
We're feeling a little bit festive, yes.
We haven't got the mince pies out yet, but we have got them with us.
We've got the sherry out, though.
Yeah, we've got the sherry out, so do bear with us. We've got a packed studio, of course, as always. We'll be spreading some Christmas cheer, hopefully, today. Talking about the family business dynamic as well. We've got three super guests in the studio who all run a family business, as it were. And we'll also be talking about some exciting events happening in the new year. So, Charlie, I think what we should probably do is introduce our guests. Do you think that would be a good idea? So, if I turn to my right, we have...
Yeah, so I'm Kate Austin and I work for Kent Business School at the University of Kent. We've got campus in Medway and also in Canterbury, and my role is to sort of explain how the business school can work with businesses to help grow the economy of Kent.
Super, thank you, Kate. Lovely. And to my left?
Hi, I'm Steve Walker, Chairman of Walker Construction. We're based in Lym near Hythe in Kent.
Fantastic. Always lovely to have a local business with us on the show. Thank you guys for joining us today. Charlie, I'm in slightly reflective mood today as well, because this is 2.5 years now that we've actually been running the show from Academy FM in Folkestone. That time has just flown by, hasn't it?
It really has. And I can't believe it is 2.5 years. When you were saying about that earlier, I just think, obviously, we just have such a fun time doing it. We don't realise that we're doing it, Martin.
We've done 50 shows here. We've welcomed over 100 guests from the business community in Kent in that time. And I was thinking about, I was looking back at some of these shows over the weekend, and I remember last summer, COVID Freedom Day. Can you remember that?
Yeah, that was very reflective, wasn't it? It was a nice time to actually meet in person to do a show, as opposed to trying to tackle the various technical issues that we had doing it over the
phones.
Goodness, yeah.
But we coped, didn't we? I mean, like everybody, kind of, we got through those kind of dark days, as it were. So,
And there's still a plethora of guests that want to come on the show as well. So they've obviously put up with us.
Absolutely, yeah. So I just wanted to say a sort of personal thank you to you, really, Charlie.
Oh, thank you.
For being on this journey with me together, as it were.
Thanks for putting up with me.
And it's always an absolute pleasure to have you co-hosting the show. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Do keep an eye on our website. This is going to be our last show before Christmas. This is our Christmas show. Do keep an eye on our website, kentbizconnect.co.uk, or follow us on Twitter at kent_biz. We'll obviously be back in the new year, and there'll be details of all our next show guests and line up there as well. So thank you for joining us today. We're going to play a little bit of music. When we come back, we're going to have a conversation with Steve at Walker Construction. So join us after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
BizConnect.
The show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into the Christmas special, BizConnect, a radio show today. As we were saying before the break, I'm joined in the studio by my fabulous longtime co-host, Charlie Graham O'Gillam.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Charlie. And also two other super guests. We have Kate Austin from the University of Kent, Kent Business School, with us today, who's going to be talking to us about the Kent Business Summit coming up on the 13th of January in the second part of the show. But we're also delighted to have local construction firm, Walker Construction, and Steve Walker with us in the studio today as well. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Super to have you with us. Just for the benefit of everybody tuned in, we mentioned you're a local firm. You're based up in Lym, just nearby. But tell us a little bit of a sort of a history, if you like, an introduction to Walker Construction. The company obviously bears your name, so perhaps we should start with some of the history here in terms of how that came about.
Yeah, well, my father and his two brothers started the company in the early 60s in Edmonton in London. Worked predominantly up there for the first 3 or 4 years, but saw an opportunity for work in Folkestone, advertised in a paper, came down here, rates were better and so forth, and there was an abundance of work. So by the mid-60s, all the family had moved down and a lot of the workforce. And working then with Folkestone, Dover, Ashford, Medway councils, the business grew, and they started taking on larger and larger projects, like the Folkestone Bypass, for example, York Street in Dover, where we found the Roman painted house that you see there today.
Brilliant.
It just sort of went on from there, and here we are today working across most of the country, employing 200 people, Some would say somewhat of a bigger headache than we started with.
Yeah, incredible. So how would you sort of describe what you do in terms of, you know, what makes you different to everybody else out there? Because obviously, you know, construction has been booming over the last 10 years, certainly in Kent and other parts of the country. So it's obviously a very competitive marketplace. What kind of sets you guys apart? Is it that kind of that history and that heritage that kind of that people can see in the day-to-day work that you do?
Well, you can't take away or beat history and heritage, but I think the big thing is that we say that there's the Walker family, but then there's the Walker construction family, and that's our employees and our delivery team, those partners that work with us. You know, we're a company that, you know, we stand behind everything we do. If we make a mistake, you know, we'll put our hands up and accept it. If we believe we're right, we'll defend ourselves. But I think, you know, loyalty goes a long way. We're very loyal to our customers. Our employees are very loyal to us. You know, we can't do anything without them. They are our best asset. And, you know, and that's what the way we approach things. You know, we're very committed to mental health causes. We're very committed to sustainability. And of course, in today's world where everything we do is tender based, you know, and you've got to fill in pre-qualification questionnaires to get on these tenders, you know, you've got to be able to demonstrate that you're diverse, you're sustainable, all of these things, your health and safety is in order. And we're very lucky that a huge percentage of our business comes from repeat clients.
And Charlie, does a lot of that kind of ring true with you in terms of, you know, you're obviously a family business in the same sector. Is kind of investing in your staff and kind of creating that kind of one big family kind of, you know, feeling, is that important?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can't compare Red Key Concepts to obviously Walker, because we've only been going for 6 years. But what are 6 years we've been trading in? And we've had to look at our business model on multiple occasions to adapt to the market changes, supply, taking on new staff, recruiting, and yeah, we're evolving and growing, and we definitely try to promote very much a Red Key Concepts family. We appreciate how very stressful at times the industry can be, and how much support both in the office hours and out of the office that our staff do require, and do everything that we can. But it's a constant learning process, and I'm sure that you're adapting all the time, Steve, in how Walker is changing and evolving, because the markets do dictate that we have to do that as business owners.
Yeah, very much so. And the point you made about outside of business, you know, we've got 200 employees, but we deem that we're responsible for 1,000 people when you take their families in. You know, we provide their livings. You know, so we take that very personally to make sure that where we can, we look after everybody. And, you know, you do have to change it and adapt, you know. And obviously, having come through the pandemic, I mean, sadly, we had to lose some people during that period, which, you know, those decisions are never easy to take. But, you know, we hope we've come through stronger and in a better place.
You mentioned, you know, the origins of the company with your dad and his brothers. It sounded to me like you were involved in a lot of kind of highways work, you know, way back then. What? Just tell us about the sphere of and scope of operations now, Steve, in terms of some of the projects that you get involved with. Is it across all construction sectors?
Yeah, it pretty much is. You are right. We started out as a civil engineering company, and it was highways and drainage, which we still do, is one of the main cores of our business. We do get involved a lot in commercial build, in schools, hospitals, dentists, that sort of thing, offices. We don't get too involved too much in house building. We have done some spec stuff. We've recently finished a high-end house for a client in North Kent. And of course, we've got our rail sector, which is about a third of our business, where we do a lot of work on the railways, bridges, platforms, that sort of thing. Not the actual laying of the tracks, but everything else and around it. So that takes us across big parts of the country now.
Yeah. And how would you say, sort of fundamentally, the industry has changed since your dad started the company? What for you have been the kind of the major advancements, if you like, or perhaps the biggest challenges in terms of, you know, keeping Walker Construction very kind of contemporary and of its time?
Well, it's unrecognisable. I mean, if he was with us today and saw what we have to go through today, he wouldn't recognise it.
No.
I mean, obviously, tech has come in, you know, the computerisation, the health and safety, the sustainability, the diversity, you know, the things I've mentioned earlier.
Mm.
You know, you've got to be the forerunner of everything now. You've got to get on board with things as soon as they come in, because otherwise you exclude yourself from tenders.
Right.
You know, it's you know, we've just won some tenders on the HS2 project, and the technical submission we had to put in for that was like four telephone directories, you know, and we was having a conversation in the office this morning. You know, the difficult bit now isn't doing the job.
No.
It's providing everything to win the job, and then when you get the job, demonstrating how you're going to do that job.
Yeah.
Actually, the bit that my dad used to do, which was to go out and build things, becomes a minor part almost.
Well, you now have you have a tender, you have someone that works on purely issuing and submitting tender returns. You have now a marketing department or person or team in a construction company, and you probably wouldn't have had that 30-40 years ago. It was about word of mouth and about building long-term relationships. Yeah. But that's another example of how things are changing, and changing incredibly rapidly out there in the market.
And I think there's a lot of frustration out there, isn't there, in terms of just how time-consuming these tenders are, not just for private businesses, but for organisations working in the public sector as well, that have to go through funding applications, for example, and, you know, the amount of time and resource it takes to actually sort of go through that whole process. And Charlie, I know you're up at the House of Commons tomorrow. That might be something you want to kind of bring up in terms of,
list, Martin.
Can this be streamlined a bit more? Because as you say, it's just not conducive to doing business quickly, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, we've got a massive team around procurement of tenders, from planners, estimators, you know, our bid team. It's a huge, if you're putting tenders together and you're not winning them, that is dead cost.
Yeah.
And that has to be paid for somewhere. And, you know, as Charlie probably knows, you know, you tend to lose more than you win. You know, we probably have a win rate of somewhere around 1 in 4, something like that. But you've got to price all four to get that one.
Yeah, I think the average now, I was reading about it a few weeks ago, I think this sort of hit rate is 1 in 6. Generally, still, you guys are doing really well. So.
But that's a lot of money.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we've probably got 14 or 15 people involved across the business, you know, from PPQs right the way through. And it's very expensive.
Yeah,
particularly
absolutely.
If you're not winning.
Yeah, fantastic. Great, Steve, thank you so much for that. I know we're going to talk to you again right towards the end of the show, because you've got a fantastic Christmas promotion that you're running at the moment. Constructmas, I think Charlotte has named it. So we're going to talk about your Christmas tree promotion at the end of the show. But for now, I think what we'll do is we'll play a little bit of music. And when we come back, we're going to have a chat with Kate from the Kent Business School at the University of Kent. So do stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect, the show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the BizConnect Christmas Show special radio show today with myself, Martin White, and my fabulous co-host, Charlie Gromo-Gillam. Charlie, lovely to see you, as always.
Lovely to be back.
We've got two super guests in the studio. We've just been talking with Steve Walker, who is the chairman of local construction firm Walker Construction. We've been hearing all about the family history of the business there, which has been fascinating. But what I'd like to do now is turn to our second guest, and that is Kate Austin from the Kent Business School at the University of Kent. Kate, lovely to have you with us today.
Yeah, it's fantastic to be here. So obviously, I'm from Kent Business School at the University of Kent. We've got campus in Canterbury and also in Medway. And we want to reach out to businesses to sort of share the expertise that our academics hold, and even sort of the students can provide a lot of input to businesses. So we want to make businesses aware that we're there for advice and support.
And education and business seem to be going sort of more and more hand in hand at the moment. Is that right in terms of, you know, working with academia and colleges and schools to actually bring on the next generation of the workforce effectively?
Absolutely. I mean, the university really wants to be externally facing and support the community and the economy. So at the business school, we do host quite a lot of events which businesses can attend to access our sort of talented pool of graduates and even to meet our academics who are experts in their field in research and innovation, all of which can support businesses. And there's various grants that you can access via the university to support your business as well.
Yeah, brilliant.
And as local businesses, local business owners, I should say, Stephen and myself, I know we were chatting about this earlier, would love to have been given the opportunity to meet with these students. So tell us a little bit about how local businesses can get involved, Kate.
Yeah, certainly. So we're there for advice. So anybody can email KBS Business, which is Kent Business School Business, at kent.ac.uk, propose any problems or suggestions and opportunities to work together. We've also got events, so businesses can come and meet our academics and our students. Many of our students, postgraduate, MBA, can take part in consultancy. So if businesses have got problems they want solutions for, it can be integrated into part of the courses.
Brilliant.
That the students run. And then obviously our academics can also provide sort of higher level research for innovation for any sort of business. And there's government funding there as well. So there's not always a big cost involved.
Mm. Yeah. And Steve, you were talking off air about the fact that, you know, when you induct, you know, new employees, perhaps, an introductory level at a kind of junior level, there'll be a day release with a college or a university to help them actually go through their professional qualifications within that.
Yeah, we find it's the best way, and obviously it leaves the student with no debt.
Mm.
And they're getting on-site training or in-the-office training for three, four days a week. Then they're getting their studies, and obviously we've got a lot of people there that can support them with their studies as well.
Yeah, mm. Brilliant.
And it's the foot in the door for them, yeah. And when people are complaining that there are no jobs out there, there really are jobs out there, and there's so many wonderful opportunities out there. So I know that
that's why we welcome our students to speak to businesses right now during their courses, so when they graduate there's already a feed in to these local businesses that really need that across sector business support.
So you would encourage, you know, any business that's kind of thinking about, you know, future resourcing requirements, perhaps they've got a specific project they'd like some help with some research on, to get in touch and have a conversation with you?
Absolutely. We've got a completely open door across all sectors. Being a business school, whether you're in construction, food and drink, agriculture, marketing, finance, tourism, you will always need business support throughout.
Brilliant. Now, I know you've got a big event happening on the 13th of January, the Kent and Medway Business Summit, which is an annual business conference at the Kent Business School at the Sibson Building. Tell us a little bit about that, Kate, and why businesses should get involved with that.
Absolutely. So it's the sixth hosting of the Kent and Medway Business Summit. It's on Friday the 13th of January from 9 till 2:30, and it's in person at the Sibson Building at the University of Kent in Canterbury. So we invite businesses, also strategic partners and charities to come along. It's an open door to hear from some of our academic experts, but also these examples of how businesses can work with academia to boost and grow their businesses, to create innovation and to attract further business to Kent as well, to sort of showcase that we can work together and that partnership can really be beneficial to the county.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, we're, as business owners, we're all stakeholders in the Kent economy, aren't we, in our own right? So it's a great opportunity to, you know, to find out what's going on, to talk to, you know, public sector bodies as well as kind of membership organisations like the Institute of Directors and the FSB, for example, about, you know, what's kind of going on at a lobbying level, perhaps, in government.
Absolutely. I mean, the summit was set up in partnership with the Institute of Directors and the Federation of Small Businesses for that very reason, just to show how collaboration can be really beneficial. So we cover some broad themes, placemaking. We've got the Lower Thames Crossing and Richard Hicks from Medway Council talking about Brand Ken, investment, transport infrastructure and economic development. Another theme is productivity. We look into digital tools in that section, and they're panel discussions, so you can sort of raise your own voice if you come along, and we can take some input back from businesses to see where they want to grow their businesses. We've got skills and sustainability as subject matters there too.
Yeah.
And just remind us, Kate, how we can, or any other local businesses out there, can log on and join or register.
Yeah, so we've got tickets available right now. They're through the Gulbenkian ticketing agent, or you can look at the Kent Business School news and events page and you'll find it on there. We've got a current offer which we can share with the listeners where you can get a £10 off ticket code. It's only £40 anyway. It's got a really beautiful Kentish sustainable lunch, which is what a lot of people can come for. And actually, in last year, people wanted to network. So although we've got these panel discussions where you can gain some insights and learn about, you know, how to move your business forward, you'll also be mixing with up to 300 businesses from the area. You can share your wares and your business cards and hopefully make some really good connections.
Brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I've been to most of them now, actually, and I've very fortunate. I've been invited to chair the sustainability panel next year. That's, and we're going to be talking about how sustainability can benefit your bottom line. And Steve, you were talking about that earlier, and the fact that you need to adapt as a business to embrace sustainability, because, you know, in terms of that commercial bottom line, you simply won't qualify or get through the pre-qualification process to be invited to tender proper on projects moving forwards.
That's exactly right. I mean, we now treat sustainability with equal importance as health and safety. Mm. You know, it's something that we have a moral obligation to be looking at, you know, as well as a professional one. You know, it's very, very important to us. You know, we've had previous discussions about it, Martin, and, you know, it's something that we've got a team working on now, and, you know, is a must for all businesses, not just us.
Yeah,
and that panel discussion is supported by the British Business Bank, who help businesses to find sustainable finance. And we've also got We Are BMM there from the construction industry to show their journey of sustainability.
Oh, brilliant.
And then over the lunch period, we have got a section called Quiz the Experts this year, where we've got Kent County Council Sustainability Department there on hand for any immediate questions, because there is money there to support businesses in this journey.
Yeah, but that is running out quickly. So there's things like low-case grant funding and, you know, programmes like that, which are still European-funded, unbelievably, but they will be closing in March next year. So it's a good opportunity to meet Rob and the team there and have that conversation.
He's great, actually, isn't he, Rob?
Yeah.
He makes it very sort of straightforward.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, we had an event last week that we ran with KCC, Upcycle Your Waste, and we had a business there again, a local business called GoPack, who manufacture folding tables. And you know, they were talking about the fact that they spend £20,000 a year having their waste removed from their, you know, from their premises. And so, you know, the circular economy kind of comes into that in a big way, obviously.
But, well, can you imagine how much the construction industry has to pay to get rid of their waste?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's shocking.
Yeah. So if that can be repurposed and actually provide a raw material for someone else in their business, then so much the better. Kate, just give us a one more shout out for how we can book on and the £10 booking discount that you're running as well.
So please. The latest agenda's all online at the goldbenkian.co.uk events. Mm. It's the Kent and Medway Business Summit. It's Friday the 13th of January, and we've got a £10 off code. It's BS10 promo, but we'll put that online and you can pick that up from there.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Kate, thank you so much for joining us today and telling us all about the great work that you guys are doing at the Kent Business School. We're going to play a little bit of music again. When we come back, we're actually going to have a nice conversation with our co-host, Charlie Graham-O'Gillam, all about her business, Redkey Concepts Design and Build. So do stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect, the show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back, everybody, to the third part of the BizConnect radio show today. We've had a conversation so far with Steve Walker from Walker Construction. We've just been talking with Kate Austin from the Kent Business School. And now we're going to talk to our brilliant co-host, Charlie Gremo-Gillam from Redkey Concepts Design and Build. Charlie, welcome to the show.
Thank you ever so much for having me for, what is this, how many shows?
Oh, gosh, 50 odd, I reckon. Yeah, at
Blimey.
The last count. So,
yes.
Yeah, super to have you with us today. As well as being our regular sort of co-host, obviously, you do run a highly successful main contracting and design and build construction firm in your own right, Redkey Concepts Design and Build Limited. Yep. Tell us a little bit more about that, because you're also a family business and you run that with your brother, don't you?
Yes, I'm delighted, in inverted commas, to be running it with my brother. No, it's good. It's a good partnership, and we work really well together, actually. We are based in Whitstable, but we cover the whole of the Kent region, and we have a wonderful, diverse workload, especially at the minute, where we're doing a lot of work for the education sector, the healthcare sector, and also a lot on the commercial side. So I would still say a majority of our projects are residential, but there seems to be an awful lot of opportunities out there. Mm-hmm. At the minute in the construction industry. As Steve and I were discussing earlier in the show, we're still looking to take on good quality staff. There's lots of different opportunities out there, especially in the construction sector. We were just discussing off air the difficulties that we actually have, or we're encountering, attracting staff. Mm. And employees. The opportunities are there for them to come in at any level and to grow with the firm. We've only been going for 6 years, so we really are looking to invest in taking on people that want to come in at either an apprenticeship level within the construction sector. They can learn and study at the same time whilst getting their foot in the door and working in a super sector.
And it's an incredibly sort of broad and diverse sector, isn't it, in terms of job opportunities? You know, it could be business development, it might be kind
accounts,
of writing tenders,
yeah,
accounts
yeah,
marketing,
exactly.
Social media, it could be anything.
On a building site in all weathers.
Yeah.
Although that is a great opportunity as well for people that want to start working in the trades and learn a trade.
Yeah, QS, yeah. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Now, Steve, you were mentioning off air that you're doing a careers fair in the new year, is that right?
Yeah, we're doing a careers afternoon evening at the Ashford International Hotel on the 11th of January. You know, and like Charlie, we're looking for people across every sector of our business, you know, whether it be apprenticeships, you know, QSs, project managers, site managers, you know, account staff, across the whole business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and we provide the training with that, you know, we're offering degrees for the right places, you know, and the good thing about workplace training is, you know, you've not got the cost yourself.
Mm.
You know, but it's difficult at the moment, you know, but the opportunities are out there. It's a good industry to be in.
Okay.
And, you know, we hopefully have a successful time on the 11th of January.
So that's at the Ashford International Hotel. What time is that happening?
I believe we're going 4 o'clock till 8 p.m.
4 till 8, okay. So
anybody
people
can come along.
Uh-huh.
You know, and just come along. All the various sectors of our business will be represented there. Come along, have a chat. Hopefully there's something there that's for you.
And we don't need to register for that. We can just rock up on the day.
Just turn up on the day. Mm.
Yeah, fantastic. Great stuff. So, Charlie, just going back to the sort of the family kind of business dynamic.
Yep.
What would you say are the kind of the main challenges there in terms of, you
we're
know...
We're still on air, aren't we?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Working with a sibling.
I think the most important thing is to set clear boundaries from day one. Both myself and my brother have a totally different background as to what we did before Redkey Concepts Design and Build. And we both defined who was going to do what kind of role, and that's evolved over the last 6 years. Get outside advice and listen. There's a lot of family-run businesses. There's three guests here, and three of us have all been in family-run businesses.
Yes.
Or are in family-run businesses. Mm. So to listen and take advice, and, you know, put on a professional hat at all times. You might want to punch said family member or at times, put a professional hat on all the time. I think the most important thing, and another good point, and this would not happen because obviously it's my brother, but to steer clear of partnership. So it's different when it's a sibling or an uncle, or but not husband and wife, wife and wife, husband and husband. I think that you'd invariably, I think, bring work home, and it probably is inviting all sorts of different conversations without a break. And the one good thing that Chris and I do is we do communicate often and openly. And I think that's a benefit of running a family-run business, because any problems that you encounter, you don't have to dwell on them. You don't dwell. You deal with them and you move on.
Yeah. And Steve, I know is it you yourself that have written a book about that whole family business dynamic?
Well, it wasn't just me. There was a contribution from a lot of the staff and so forth. And Charlotte Barwell, our business development manager, had a big hand in it. But yeah, we wrote the book. It was a bit of a lockdown project. And, you know, it's not there to tell people how they should or shouldn't do things. It's just sharing some of our stories.
Yeah.
excuse me. And in particular, we wanted to sort of promote our work on mental health and our trust. And, you know, it's been received very well. And construction companies don't write books.
No.
People weren't doing that. So, I don't know, we just came up with this idea. And it was also a chance to get some of the family history down that had never been done.
Yeah.
It's something that's been received well in the community, and we've had some good feedback from
it. It has. I do have, Charlotte very kindly gave me a copy, so I have had a look through it. But where can one purchase it from if they wanted to?
Excuse me. Well, if they contact Charlotte through the website, you know, she'll be able to sort that out for you.
I think it's on your website actually as well, is it? walker-construction.co.uk, so that's, I think, correct. You can probably order it directly from the website. That's brilliant. Now, Charlie, Steve has talked about sustainability a lot, and you know, zero carbon homes are obviously very kind of in the news at the moment in terms of building to a future home standard, if you like, that will enable homes of the future to be powered by green energy, for example, whether that's a heat pump or solar or whatever it might be. I know you're very active in that space as well. You've had a couple of fantastic developments you've been working on recently. Foxbury Farm, is that up near Seven Oaks?
Yes, it is, and Suffolk Avenue. And recently, we've just been certified under the Considerate Constructor Scheme, for Suffolk Avenue. And we're building and delivering 12 high-end houses for a client on the Kentish coast, which is great. And that's going to be net zero carbon.
Yeah. Has that project now started? Because I think you had some problems with seagulls, didn't you?
Nesting gulls.
So
just as we were supposed to start, but said baby gulls have hatched successfully and disappeared.
Brilliant.
So flown off for a better life, I imagine. But yes. And then we're building currently. We're at the final stages now of delivering a development of 21 units for a client in Foxbury Farm in Seven Oaks, which is absolutely stunning. It's a very diverse project and scheme. It's got 3 luxury oast house apartments, 15 high-end new build houses, a gorgeous barn conversion, a cottage conversion, and a farmhouse conversion. And also we've got an element of housing association houses that are being delivered with that as well. So it's covered the whole range of different techniques to build.
Yeah. So you've had to kind of upskill and kind of, you know, broaden your learning and expertise in that area as well.
Well, the site managers are loving the project because it's very diverse, and it's dealing with restoration, new build, all sorts of different
biodiversity uplift is the kind of key thing now, isn't it? Or one of the key things, I think, as part of the new Environment Act.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Brilliant. Superb. So what does the future kind of hold for you, Charlie, going into next year? What's kind of...
We were just discussing this off air, and I think, you know, there is a slew of sort of gloomy reports that have painted quite a bleak picture for the months ahead in the construction industry. I think, obviously, it's very aware that economic conditions are pushing up costs for materials and supply, and that is having a slight dent in demand for new projects. However, Kent seems to be in its own little sort of world of construction, and we seem to have been inundated with multiple tender opportunities of late, which is super. It's for us, having the opportunities that are there, but I think a lot of companies that I've been speaking to in the sector of being a bit more sort of fleet of foot. So basically the best projects may not be in their normal area or location or within their particular sector, i.e. education sector or commercial sector. If you do have a house builder that is of a smaller size, they may be having to sort of move into a different area to meet the demand that's out there.
But generally speaking, and I think, Steve, you'd agree that at the moment the order book is looking very positive going into next year. As you said, you're kind of looking to actively recruit for positions. So, you know, and it's a broad range of careers on offer. So it's a good time to be thinking about...
I think we'll be looking at Rishi Sunak over the next sort of 6 months to really try and promote and sort of try and streamline the economy where he can. Mm. But certainly the opportunities are out there. And we were just discussing off air, Steve, weren't we, about the amount of tender returns we're being asked to submit, which is really, really encouraging. Yeah,
fantastic. Good. Well, look, guys, thank you so much for giving us that kind of overview of kind of construction and what's going on at the moment. We're going to play a little bit of... bit more music. When we come back, Steve, I do want to talk about your fabulous Christmas tree promotions. So do bear with us and tune in after the break, because you might have the chance to win £1,000 towards your Christmas. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect, the show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back to the final part of the BizConnect radio show today, everybody. We've had a fascinating Christmas show. We've had some super guests in the studio, not least of which my co-host, Charlie Graham O'Gillam, on my left.
Thank you, Martin. Always a pleasure to be here.
But we've also been talking with Kate Austin at the Kent Business School, all about the Kent Business Summit, and Steve Walker from Walker Construction. And Steve, I'd like to finish with you, if we can, because you've got a super promotion that you've created, especially for Christmas, called Constructmas. I need to get that right. Tell us a little bit about that and what that's all about, please, Steve.
Yeah, well, as a family business, we like to do something fun over the Christmas period for the local community and employees. This year, we wanted to do something aligned with our aims of sustainability. We hosted 100% recyclable stand at the Kent Expo this year. So this year, we're on the hunt for an alternative Christmas tree, upcycled or recycled materials, the winner of which gets £1,000, which should be announced on the 16th of December. And it's open to everybody from anywhere. They can go onto our website, which is walker.walker-construction.co.uk /Constructmas.
Okay.
Get their entries in. And obviously, once they've got their entries in, they need to put them all on social media and so forth.
So you're looking for people to make a Christmas tree in the most imaginative way that they can, using perhaps repurposed, upcycled, recycled materials that they might have lying around the home or at the workplace. Would it be open to businesses, for example, that might want to kind of have a go at this? Or is it really for individual households?
No, absolutely anyone.
Right.
Absolutely anyone.
Would wine bottles be appropriate?
As long as they're empty.
They certainly will be.
And green.
And green, yes.
Fantastic. So the £1,000 will be awarded to the best Constructmas Christmas tree that you've got. You have a judging panel, presumably.
Yeah, we've got a judging panel. There's myself and two of my fellow directors. We will see the entries anonymously, and the one that's sort of the most imaginative and has done the best with recycling and upcycling will be announced the winner on the 16th of December, and the winner will receive the money later that day.
Yeah, and presumably as part of the entry process, you ask people to tell you what they're going to spend it on, presumably. Is that part of the kind of, would that be a nice thing for them to be able to do as well, or are you not interested in...
Well, it would be nice to know, but it's not part of the criteria.
Okay.
More importantly is, you know, how they've made their tree, what they've used and so forth. You know, it's about promoting sustainability.
Okay.
And I'm sure you don't want to be inundated with deliveries of upcycled Christmas trees to your office. So I'm assuming that all entries must be submitted online with a variety of different photographs and evidence and et cetera.
Yeah,
perfect.
Through the website. Uh-huh. We don't want anything at the office. I mean, we may invite the winner's tree in and perhaps put it in the foyer for next Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a bit of PR, why not?
A bit of PR. tomorrow, and, you know, with be a few photos if they're willing.
Yeah.
But it's just to spread the word out there, and obviously it's hard times, and £1,000 is a lot of money to everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds fantastic. I think I'm going to be rummaging in my garage later on.
Absolutely. Yeah, brilliant. Thanks for that, Steve. And what's the closing date for entries on that? Do you know that off the top of your head?
The closing date for entries is by start of play on the 16th.
16th. Okay, fine. So that's... what's that, a week on Friday,
yes,
isn't it? Crikey, time is flying. Brilliant. Well, look, we've reached the end of the show today. Thank you so much to all of our guests and to Charlie for co-hosting the show with us today. As I said, this is going to be our last show before Christmas. We won't be here on the 19th. So thank you so much to our listeners for tuning in during the last 2.5 years to our show here. We will be back in the new year, of course, with new guests as well. So all that remains, I think, for us to do is to wish everybody a very happy Christmas. Happy Christmas, everybody, and we'll talk to you again in the new year. But it's bye for now.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
105.9 Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect, the show that promotes and connects businesses.